Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in. Hanging out here for a couple more seconds before we take the holiday off. Tomorrow, AFC North standings, as you know them and love them. The Steelers are sitting in first place at 9-6. The Ravens are second with a 7-8 record. The Bengals follow with a 5-10 record. And the Browns, you know, at 3-12. So, unfortunately, we picked a bad season to have a bad season, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Boy, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that the Ravens would be on the outside looking in, I think we all would have looked at you like you were nuts.
And they're done if the Packers can beat them on, Saturday night?
Yeah,
they're so toast. It doesn't really matter because then now you're looking at 7-9, and that means the Steelers will have clinched the AFC North before they even walk into the stadium on Sunday, which makes for an interesting game. Now, if the Ravens can beat the Packers, then that puts a little bit of heat. And then,
which wouldn't be shocking.
No,
the Packers are wounded right now. They are limping.
You'd be looking at You'd be looking at an 8-8 Ravens team going up against a Steelers team that would be 9-6. If for some reason the Browns could pull it off, now they would turn and be what? They would be 9-7 after that. And so,
Yeah, they are.
And then they play each other last week.
Yes, they do, and that would probably be your Sunday night game.
Yeah, that would be. I would watch it. I mean, especially, but you know, again, it's about this, and I know I touched on it for a second about having your stadium overrun by the other team. Tell me what is it when I say that to you. I know, like Jeff doesn't get into this stuff. Jeff doesn't care when I say this to Jeff. Sometimes I'd be like, you know, I hate going to the stadium when I know it's going to be all Steelers fans, or I hate going to the stadium when I know it's going to be all Bills fans, but I mean, there's got to be some passion for your team there to know that your team is so out of it and the other team is so in it that their team is going to make the two-hour plus drive to take over your stadium, and this becomes their house, and nothing aggravates me more than that.
It's the ultimate message that I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
By your own fans?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. It's the only message that a fan base can truly send to ownership is to be in a situation where the other team is taking over your stadium or it's half empty with the other team with a bunch of it in there. I mean, that is the only real control a fan base has over what is taking place with a team. I mean, if anything, yeah, it's as a fan, it's a kick in the shorts. But at the same point, you look at it, you're like, I get it. They're mad as hell. There's nothing you can really do.
Are they or do they not care anymore? As everyone said, people call all the time and go, apathy is set in, man. No one really cares. And the only reason you're watching now is to see if Shador can get a little bit better and see if Miles can get the sack.
That's a slap in the face of the organization as well. Your entertainment is apathy. I mean, if that isn't the ultimate slap in the face. I mean, all of this falls under the same category. It falls under the same umbrella. It's more to me a message to the powers that be that what is taking place is unacceptable and it needs to change. Because if you want to see brown and orange inside of that stadium, the way you see brown and orange inside of that stadium is to give people a reason to watch it and give people a reason that they're looking around going, well, I could either pay, you know, $200 for tickets or I could sit at home and watch it on TV. Or I can just not watch it. Like, you need to give people a reason that they're like, yes, here's my money. Let's go. We got to be a part of this.
But it's still Brown Steelers. Like, I love when the players get the question. You know, I sure got this question yesterday, right? You know it's the Steelers. You know what that means to the fans, right? And he gave a pretty good answer. He's like, every game means something.
Yeah.
Especially now when you're in, you know, in his shoes.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought those were hard questions for players. Like, you need to understand your history and all, a little bit of the history and all that kind of stuff. But at the same point, these guys are all kind of, you know, independent contractors. You know, I've always kind of felt bad when they get those questions because, like, yeah, it's a big deal. We want to take down those guys. I mean, they are a division opponent. They are a division, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't think outside of, like, Denzel Ward. Like, Denzel Ward has the backing and understanding of all of a Herald fan, and I think has a chunk of it, you know, as well. Mike Hall would maybe be another one that you would circle who would understand how, you know, long this rivalry goes back. But I always feel bad when, like, Shador Sanders gets that question. He's probably looking around going, like,
I don't know. I haven't been here that long. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Grew up in Texas. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Like, it's always, you know, and I understand the reason you ask it, but, like, I always kind of are like, oh, man, this poor guy doesn't understand, like, how long this goes back and how much true, you know, a sports hatred more than anything else that goes into it.
Yeah, I get it. I wonder how our fans still feel, especially as you walk into this. You walk into this game and you're trying to figure out, you know, hey, is this my team? I think that most Browns fans in the back of their mind will always say, this is my team. I get it. I understand it. Bad year. Another bad year. Wait till next year. Are we not the city of wait till next year?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, it's, they've got to figure this out and get a turnaround. I mean, it just is, this is such a, and we even with this one where we borderline saw it coming, this is such a slog. I mean, I feel bad. I want to be upbeat. I want to be fun.
I do too.
And here's the thing. I think the fun part that you circle throughout the entire thing is that every single game, Shador Sanders gives you about three or four throws that you're like, damn, okay.
I'm in.
Let's go.
All right. Don't need to draft a quarterback.
Right. And that's what you want. I want those three to four throws where every game I can look at and get excited about that and circle. And I hope we see those against the Steelers, against those veteran corners that you could get and against those defensive linemen, which you could get after as well. Like, that's the stuff that I'm looking for in this, is give me those three to four throws that are like, okay. And don't turn around and give me the three to four throws slash sacks that you're like, oh, good golly, what are you looking at? What are you doing? You can't escape out of the back of the pocket like that, bud. You got to get the ball out. Like, make those, like, two of those and four to five, like, all right. That's all I'm asking for Shador in this game. If that starts going in the right direction, it makes that decision a lot simpler. If the quarterback's on the roster, it helps team building so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So much.
Ryan is in North Olmsted. Hi, Ryan.
What's up?
Hey, Menigan, Andy. Hey, just want to chime in, obviously, what you guys were discussing a little bit about the stadiums being overrun by opposition fan bases. Obviously, Andy, you and I know that did not happen last year with the Steelers. They came into our stadium and they thought, you know, they were just going to overrun us. And obviously, our Browns fans showed up, even though we were completely out of it. Same thing. The biggest one ever was Ohio State. Northwestern last year. I'm not exaggerating. Wrigley Field, man, there was 98% Ohio State fans there compared to maybe 2% Northwestern fans. And ironically, Some of them are my family members from Northwestern. Anyway, but first off, go Northwestern tomorrow. My first cousin's playing for him. The Browns in particular, man, it's just unique scenario. Obviously, it's a horrible scenario we're running into, but it's a perfect storm of what we had planned out, which was obviously to showcase that we still have a stout defense. We have something to look forward to next year. We just need growth on the offense. We need our second string quarterback. I think we found it. There's some growth obviously going on with the offense. Same time, there's so much needed, man. And there's still a lot to be played out with the rest of the season for the NFL, obviously, and our position, obviously, with the draft. I call it to get to the Super Bowl, and then there's the scenario we're playing to get to the Toilet Bowl, which is obviously the NFL draft. And again, we're winning it, I think, as humorous as it sounds. But again, there's a unique scenario with obviously Sanders. I think a lot of people are cheering for him. I just feel that he's just that second stringer, man. He's going to be long-term. And the problem with him will be, I think he'll be equivalent to hypothetically like a Terrell Owens, where he's not going to like the fact that he's going to be sitting at second string. Not saying Terrell was, I'm saying he didn't get the ball, but he's just one of those guys that says, man, if I'm not starting, I want out. So that's the other conundrum we're probably going to be running into next year. So if we do get our starting quarterback, hypothetically in the NFL draft or free agency, I don't know what Sanders is going to do, because he's not going to like the fact that he's not starting.
Look, what if Deshaun's starting next year? There's a possibility that happens too.
Oh my God.
Don't do that to us.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man. Oh. What is he going to, is he getting paid $80 million next year? Is that what I heard? Is that the last portion of his contract?
Something along those lines. Yeah.
That is sick money for a guy who literally is just sitting somewhere holding a clipboard or just on his lazy boy chair watching the games. But I digress on that, man. There's still a lot going forward good with the Browns. The NFL season's still at hand. We got the NFL draft coming up. So good things are coming. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Anyway, guys, good show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays, guys.
Right you back as well. Enjoy all the holidays.
Yeah, when you look at overthecap.com, Deshaun is looking at $80 million.
Yep.
46 guaranteed, 34.7 prorated signing bonus.
Yep.
And do they stretch that out over the next two years?
So that'll be the question, is do they re-sign him to some kind of a renegotiation of the salary where they turn some of it in and then just kick the can down the road a little bit and make it less, maybe figure out something else, or do they just eat it? And I have no idea what's going to happen. Though I do have to say, on stuff that'll make me feel good and you feel sick,
yeah,
I believe you will owe me a lunch.
Oh, if what? He's on the roster after?
No, my friend. You said he was going to start this year. I said he would not start.
I thought he would get at least one start this year.
And I believe you owe me a lunch at some point.
Is the paperwork done, or when do they have? They had to do the paperwork by yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah. MK, I was going to say, MK, your ruling. I think that means the paperwork is done. I think I get a lunch.
All right. We'll talk about it. I didn't say it was going to be a good lunch.
Oh, no.
It might be a personal pan pizza.
You can go get me a hot
steakhouse.
I did not say steakhouse.
I distinctly heard steakhouse.
I'm
the official records keeper, and I heard steakhouse.
Yeah, you need to get your ears cleaned, because I never once said steakhouse.
As I said, you can
maybe get, for me, coming back at me.
You can get me a hot dog from up the street. I don't care.
It's probably
just a lunch.
You know, that's how I rule. He's Dan Madigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Baskin and Phelps. Jeff is off today. He'll be back, soon? I don't even know when he's going to be back. Maybe we'll tell you when he's coming back when we come back after the break. Your thoughts on the Steelers there. A couple other things I want to talk about as we wrap things up for the rest of the show and get ready for the big holiday. And are you ready? That's a big question, too. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.